everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Driving with Randy. How is everybody doing today? I need the air on. I can't have the windows open or the mic's gonna pick it up. How is everybody doing today? My name is Road Rage Randy and this is the Driving with Randy podcast, a podcast I started over 3.5 years ago from my 2007 Toyota Sienna Silver Edition. We're currently in a 2018 Subaru Forester Black Edition. I hope you guys are having a fantastic morning. I am. We are going to consider this podcast to be, it's basically the Russian roulette of podcasts. I'm leaving the state park as we speak, and there is a bee in my car. You guys can go, yeah, across. Pedestrians got the right of way, huh? Huh? Why can't other cars drive like me? Those are fucking idiots. That's why. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I was putting my shoes on. I was getting my vest ready, and a bee flew into my car. And Lana, we gotta turn you off. Lana, turn off. All right. Sorry, Lana. So there's a bee in my car. I didn't get it out of my car, and I can't podcast with the windows down. Now, fortunate for you guys, I'm not allergic to bees, and I usually get stung once a year. Now, that has already happened. Right before my trip to the Wisconsin Dells, I was out for a little, 7 miles, and I got stung by a bee. Just happens every year. So, if for whatever reason I get stung during this podcast, it will not only be content for you guys, but also that will be number two for the year, which means statistically, the bee stings that I receive each year are going up and up, which I'm not too big of a fan. I don't know. It's not very comfortable getting stung by a bee. It's not necessarily like I'm going to bend over and cry, but it's going to hurt like a motherfucker, and I need to, it's way too hot to put ice on it. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, the main topic for this podcast is I wanted to do a recap of my vacation. Now, obviously, if you guys tuned in last week, you guys had a nice 50-minute episode race recap. Maybe that's a nice change, a nice long one. It had some content. I just want to go over like everything that happened that week. So obviously it started with, I made it a long vacation. I was sick on Friday or something. And then what'd I do? Then Saturday, I had my run. Sunday was my birthday. We got some trekking poles. We received a whole bunch of text messages, phone calls. It was great. I went for a little walk. One of my friends accompanied me to Applebee's because obviously it's my birthday, and if I want Applebee's, I'm gonna go get Applebee's. Now, I did have a free coupon for free dessert. Unfortunately, I just wasn't that hungry. So I obviously was very hungry Saturday after my run. Sunday, I don't know. I think I ate enough. I just wasn't very hungry. So I didn't end up actually getting my dessert. I actually used my free dessert yesterday, and she actually said, I couldn't get your code to work, but I found out how to take it off anyways. So you can use this code again. So I have another free dessert, and let me tell you, it was a butter pecan blondie at Applebee's. Yeah, it's probably microwaved and it's not freshly made and straight out of the freezer, but damn, it was fucking good, all right? It was good. I love that place. Applebee's is good. The service might be going downhill, but I don't expect quality service. I expect great food. It's just an experience, the atmosphere. Is what I love. Anyway, so after that, what happened? Well, it took me a 3.1 mile walk, or 3.4 mile walk took me an hour 15. It was kind of dreadful. I think the next day I went for a walk. Let's see, that would have been Monday. I just don't think I did anything. Just kind of chilled. I believe one of my friends did hit me up. He said, when are we having wing night? Randy, it's been a long time. When are we having wing night? So I said, let's do it Thursday. He's like, Thursday it is. So we got three of the original people, which I had wing night with. When we did, we were going for the hottest wings we could find. And then the second time around, we said, we're gonna get even hotter wings. So this was the third one. Now we vowed on round two, because I wanted to puke and I spent $14 on four wings. I wanted to puke after, and my other friend, we had kind of a bonding moment. We text each other at 3 a.m. and we're like, bro, the wings are hitting. We were both on the toilet having a fiery shit. And from that moment on, we knew that we were just bonded from these hot wings together. So we vowed that we were never doing a hot wing night again. If we were gonna do something, it was gonna be like ice cream night, or some, if we have wings, it's gonna be an enjoyable night. So we decided we're gonna have a wing night. Let's get a whole bunch of people together. So the three of us recruited a bunch of people. We had people for online friends from all over the country. I think there was nine of us, and I got 20 Desert Heat from Buffalo Wild Wings, and we bonded over wings. It's something as simple as, like, I can totally see why they say having like a family meal is so important. Like, I felt so damn connected to everybody, eating the same food, gathered around on our PCs, turning our games off for a second, and just eating our wings. It was very delightful and a great experience. I can't wait for wing night number four down the road, you know, like a year from now. We don't have these too often. I think that's part of what makes it a special night. It was a great time. Ladies and gentlemen from all over just gathered around to eat their wings. What else happened during my vacation week? I don't know, I just stayed fairly active. The weekend. So one of my friends hit me, or I hit one of my friends up on Friday, I think. Now, this is one of those friends that I haven't seen in probably 3 years, but we talk every now and again. He's from the stacking world. So I met him stacking when I was probably 14, 15 years old. And we kind of had, the people that I've met in Minnesota, how we kind of roll is we'll talk, but we don't actively get together. So we get together every once in a blue moon. He just said, you know, I want to come up there and run with you one day. And I said, you know what, how about this? I want to visit a state park down by you. Why don't I drive down? And he's like, that'd be perfect. I'm not doing anything this weekend. So I drove down. We checked out Sakata State Park. Now, I've done Sakata State Trail. The trail runs Faribault to Mankato, Minnesota. It's I think that's 40 miles one way. 40 miles one way, 80 round trip, perhaps? Huh. I think. I've only done 20 of it, I believe. Or I did 30 of it. I did 15 one way. Okay, this biker is on the wrong side of the road. You cannot bike on the wrong side of the road. Sir, what are you doing? Oh, this guy, he's got like a backpack on. He's sucking from his Camelback. He's putting in some work. I think he's working a little too hard that he's just on the wrong side. So we're on the Mississippi River Trail right now. So actually there's this guy's dying. He's going for some, he's making a straight line for the bushes. He's either going to pee or he's got to get shade. He's got bike packing gear on, so he's probably been out a while. It's hot as shit out. Like, it looked like I went swimming after my run. I'm just fucking hot. Where was I? Oh yeah, so my friend Bryce. So Sakata State Park. Now, it's not a big state park. Not a whole lot to check out. And actually, when I went on the state trail on my inline skates, I actually went through the state park and I just didn't realize it. So I went down there And the cool thing about Bryce is we haven't seen each other in like 3 years. Now, Bryce used to be a fat fucker. Like, I don't know how else to put it. That's how he puts it. He went through a fat phase of his life. And I was there during that moment of his life. And I remember telling him, like, Bryce, you gotta figure it out. Well, he ends up figuring it out. He goes on this giant journey. And that guy is so healthy now. He just finished running a sub-3 marathon. He eats great. I remember one tournament, I woke up at like 2 a.m. and this guy is unwrapping like oatmeal cream pies or zebra cakes that he bought and just downing them. He was complaining about caffeine headaches, like, I haven't had enough caffeine, and he's sitting there downing Mountain Dews, he's taking caffeine pills. He just was not in a very good state. And we talked about it, and he said, you know, you've been someone that's followed me like on my entire journey. Like, you were there when I was fat, you were there when I started running, and here we are. You just ran a sub-3 marathon, and I just ran my 50K, and we're gathered here. We're just going to celebrate. We're going to have a good time. So Saturday, we celebrated. They live on a little private lake. His dad took us out on their pontoon. We just kind of did a couple laps around the lake. It was fucking awesome. It was a great time. Sunday, we woke up, and now listen, we were down there to run, right? We were gonna go run, and we're like, we're gonna watch a movie tonight, we're gonna chill. I don't think we stopped talking. Like, from the time I got there, probably 5 o'clock to, you know, midnight when we crashed, we didn't stop talking. His dad was there, he was in on the conversation since like 8 o'clock. It was nonstop conversation. And what I really like about Bryce is our philosophies on life are like spot on, like so similar. I love it. But then when it comes to training, our philosophies on training, running training, are like miles apart. Just absolute miles apart. But both of what we do obviously works. So I took away a lot from what he told me as far as what he does. I took away a lot, and I want to try and implement some of it into my training, but I'm not going to implement all of it because I don't agree with all of it necessarily. And then he is going to come up here in August. So he's got like a half marathon in July up here in the cities, but I'm gonna be down in Des Moines that weekend, so we're gonna miss each other. But he's gonna come up sometime in August, and he wants to run the like 15 and a half mile course that I normally do on the trails. And I think, or what at least what I'm hoping, is he'll get an understanding of why I have to train the way I train. Because I think, trail running and road running, I think it's two completely different things, but you're utilizing the same tool, which obviously is running. It'd be like, I'd say ice hockey and speed skating, figure skating. Like, obviously you're all skating, you're using the same mechanics, but you have to train for each differently. Speed skaters are going to train a lot different from hockey players, and hockey players are going to train a lot different from figure skaters and so forth. So I think having him experience the trail and kind of understand why I need to train, I don't know, train how I train. I think that'll, I think it'll open him up to like, damn, yeah, no, I totally see why, you know, going on a 6 mile walk is a lot more beneficial for you than it would be for me, because I'm looking to run the whole time. I'm looking to redline and gas out at the 26 and a half or the 26.2 mile mark. So I'm currently at this stoplight that I'm just afraid to jump out, because these cars are going 70 miles per hour. Oh, I got a green light. I got a green light, Randy. We can jump out. No problems. Yeah, so I had a fantastic time with him. It's always great catching up with him. Like I said, we've been in contact online. Just never got together. So I really, really enjoyed that. Overall, I really enjoyed my week off. It was active. It was fun. And I got another coming up in 2 weeks, and I'm going down to Des Moines. There's two state parks I want to check out on my way down to Des Moines. I'm going to stop at one of them, and I'm going to run. I'm hoping to do 10 to 15 miles out there, and then on my way back, there's a state park. I don't recall the names of these parks, otherwise I'd let you know. This other park, it only has 2 miles of trail, so I feel like it's very, very good to stop at on the way back. It's right off the highway. I can check it out real quick. Boom, bang, can knock number, that would be. So theoretically, I've been to 4 state parks, but I think I've been to 5. I think I was kind of dabbling with Fort Snelling State Park. I want to go back to Fort Snelling State Park because I went during the winter and it was a bike trail to get in, and I didn't think I could walk on that, or I didn't think it'd be appropriate to walk on that, as there are people trying to winter bike on that. So I just cut it off, so I'm not going to consider that being one of the parks I've been to. But otherwise, I've been to, what was that, 4? 4. So we're hoping to get number 5 and 6 and maybe 7. We're going to get to number 7 out of 65 Minnesota State Parks. Yeah, my car, my tire pressure's low. I think it's just so fucking hot out that I need to do that. But ladies and gentlemen, overall, I had a great week. I'm hoping my next week is going to be even better. I'm going to document that. That's going to be one of the tournaments that I bring my recorder and try and document, because I just have such great talks with all my friends, and this will be the second time I see them this year, and it'll be the 3rd in September. So we get to see each other a lot this year, me and my stacking friends. So ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say, stay hydrated out there. It's hot as shit. Don't overdo it. It's hot. Drink some water. Drink some electrolytes. Do something. I hope you guys have a fantastic week ahead. Thank you guys very much for tuning into the episode at Thoughts by Randy. I just lost, I think I lost 38 followers on Twitter because I get a bunch of spam people following me, like hot girls. Well, they're pretending to be hot girls. They're not actually hot girls. Otherwise, I'd be like, why would I be upset about hot girls following me? The problem is they're fake. They're fake hot girls. That's what upsets me. But ladies and gentlemen, you know the drill. The Venmo, PayPal link is in the description below. Do what you can to support me. Rate the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, I hope to see you back next week. If I don't, I hope you have a wonderful life. Peace.